listening to Fresh Take.
You are listening to the Fresh Take Network.
What to do? Welcome to the ISO Joshua Adam William Arbuthnot here. How is everyone doing? It is March 1st, Saturday, 2025. We are into the madness of March here for the ISO. And in the Canadian side of things, we are getting very close to crowning some champions on the men's and women's sides of the ACAC, Canada West, and all through U Sport and CCAA. Obviously, on this podcast, we mainly just focus on the Canada West and the ACAC side of things. When we get to nationals, we'll talk a little bit more about those type of things, but we have some semifinal games today that I wanted to preview. We have the Calgary Dinos picking up a victory over Victoria, which we're going to get into. We have All-Star announcements, so we've got a few things here to talk about before some big events tonight, including the ACAC Men's Championship game, where Amici Williams, Keenan Miller, Coach Jeremy Relenga try to go back-to-back championships for the Keano Huskies against the host Briarcrest Clippers. So that should be a really fun game as well. Canada Hoops, it's heating up. It's a good time right now. Some really good games going on. But let's get to the upset, I suppose you would say, last night. I mean, it's the third-ranked team in Canada against the team that was the number one-ranked team in Canada. And it was the University of Calgary Dinos upsetting the Victoria Vikes. Obviously, everyone knows Diego Maffa got injured, and he has not been on this team. But Victoria finally takes a loss, and that's because of that backcourt of Nate Patrone and Noah Warden doing what they do. Patrone shot 9 of 21 for 23 points, and Noah had 21 points. Has about 9 rebounds from Patrone, one short of a double-double. He also had 5 assists. Declan Peterson continues to show off what he can do. Only one block for Declan, who has been really good in the post, but he had 13 points, 12 rebounds to get a double-double. The rotation was kept really, really tight. No Javier Romas Escuero into this lineup. Gershon Saran did get back in. He was perfect. He got 4 points in 12 minutes. Beckett Johnson played 25 minutes in this one, and it's very interesting that Beckett is starting to find himself more and more into this rotation. We saw that against the Trinity Western Spartans, he had some minutes going against the backcourt they had there. And then in this one, 25 minutes for Beckett, who had not been a big part of Dan Van Horn's rotation, but is starting to find itself in. Martinez Sabiulaskis only played 3 minutes in this one. So obviously a little bit more of a guard-heavier team with the Vikes. So guys like Sabiulaskis, guys like Javier kind of going down a little bit. Bumanis, he played 9 minutes in this one. Aiden Smith, who started a rough shooting day for Aiden, he went 0-for-4 from the field. And Dylan also just got 1-3, but he went 50% from the field. So quality job there by the Dinos. They get the big upset. The Vikes tried to make a little bit of a comeback at the end there, but a lot of their big stars didn't really do anything. Jeffrey James, he shot 3-of-9 for 8 points in this one. Ethan Boag, he had 7 points in this one. It was really Ronaldo Robinson had 15 in this one. And I thought the big thing that you watched from this was Calgary, just again, the defensive presence that this team had really stood out there. You had, and that's why Beckett was so huge in this one. Beckett really earned those minutes. Beckett had 4 steals in this one. So Beckett really coming big off the bench. And Noah had 2. And, you know, for Beckett, this is really, really huge. We obviously have, you know, players coming in next year. Dhaliwal from the edge will be coming into that backcourt. And we'll see how he is able to earn some minutes on this team. But Beckett Johnson right now, he's not just playing for a Canada West Championship. He's starting to play his way maybe into being that backcourt with Nate Patrone next year with Noah Warden heading out. Now, I don't know the rest of the recruits. Dhaliwal is the main recruit that I'm aware of that's going to Calgary next year. And he'll obviously be in that backcourt. But the question will be who will take Noah's spot with Nate in that backcourt. And right now, Beckett is doing a phenomenal job in that backcourt. He actually had more minutes than Aiden Smith in this game. So Beckett doing a really good job. So tip of the hat to Beckett Johnson, earning some minutes. Because in the regular season, if we look at Beckett Johnson, I just want to kind of go by and look at his season that he had. And, you know, he was like, I think before this game, those are the most minutes he had. The most minutes he had was a game in Brandon against the Brandon Bobcats. Well, he only had 15 minutes in that one, and I believe that was a blowout. And then earlier against Sask, which was the second game of the season, he had 11 minutes in that one. So by far the most minutes for Beckett Johnson, and came in here and really, really earned it. He's not getting it by getting points. He got 4, but it was his defensive identity that Dan Van Horn has seen and why Beckett made such a big impression in this game. So a big part of this Dinos team going. Obviously, Nate's going to get the highlights, and Noah's going to get it, and Declan had a good game. But Beckett Johnson is the big star takeaway in this game, coming in, earning those minutes going forward. As we record this, we don't know if they're going to face UBC or Manitoba. Dinos will be on the road regardless. So we now kind of wait to see who they face next. Let's shift some focus now to the ACAC side of things. The Caddo Huskies and St. Mary's was the big one. Mary's tried to make the big push. They led after the first quarter in this one, but then the Huskies had a huge third quarter in this one. And, you know, for Mary's, unfortunately, don't get a chance of redemption to find that ACAC championship that they had been looking for with Ajayi, with Jip, with Dewsbury. I got to say, a lot of the headlines for this team will go to Brock, will go to Caleb Jip, but Ajayi has continuously improved his game more and more. He was the leading scorer in this team, and there's no doubt this guy is going to be an ACAC All-Star next year, because now the main scoring from Jip and Dewsbury is away, and he'll be the primary ball handler at times on this team and the primary scorer on this team. 28 points for him in this one. He gave everything. Caleb Jip in what was potentially his last game to have a chance to win a championship. Unfortunately, Keanu and Jeremy Rulinga really know how to lock up Caleb. He went 0-for-5 from 3 in this one. Brock went 1-for-4. Brock did shoot 9-18, had 23 points in this one, had 5 assists in this one, and then not much help, unfortunately, off the bench in this one. Isaiah McDonald had 6, and I do think he's a rising star for this Mary's team that you're going to see in the future. Big Meech, 20 points. Hurst, 21. Keenan Miller, 16. Caribou, 16. So the starters all really did their thing for Jeremy Rulinga. It's been an up-and-down roller coaster for the Huskies to kind of retain this championship. They were down as much as 15 to Lethbridge and were able to find their way back in that one. Then a rough game here at times against Mary's, with a rematch of last year's ACAC championship, but they were able to pull it out and find the W right there. So congrats to Jeremy Rulinga and the Caddo Huskies on going forward. The other game we had was Nate and Briarcrest, the home Briarcrest Clippers. Briarcrest right now only one loss on the season, and they will be going on to take on the Caddo Huskies. We will see if the championship, pretty much the host city has won the ACAC championship, I believe now the last 3 seasons in a row, because State did win it at Ambrose, not in their gym per se, but obviously in their city. And then Keanu the year last year, and now we'll see if Briarcrest continues that that tradition that if you host, you get it. In this one, they were led by a strong game from Francis Doginga, who had 30 points in this one. It's unfortunate for me. I've never really got a chance to see this Briarcrest team this year. It's one of the few teams in the ACAC I didn't get to see with how good they have been. But a great game by them overall in this one. And they'll have a tough matchup against the Huskies in this one. It should be a really fun match to go on. And that will take place today at 5 o'clock Mountain Time. Lakeland and State will meet for 5th place. That was last year's bronze medal game that Lakeland won. And then for the bronze, Nate and Mary's will play at 2 o'clock. So Caleb Jip and Brock trying to go out with a bronze medal in this one. I'm not sure how many spots there are for Nationals. I think there's only two. So I think regardless of what happens now, Briarcrest has clinched a spot for Nationals as well. So I have to double check Briarcrest and Keanu. I have to double check what's the deal on that one. And then we get to the women's side of things. And the two big games were the State Trojans and St. Mary's winning their games. Kings also won. So all these teams won by big margins. I was actually surprised by the Briarcrest one because I did like this Keanu team quite a bit with Kaylin Tucker doing her thing, but they got blown out 71-51. State won 88-57. We'll talk more about that game in a second. Kings won 77-52 in front of the home crowd. And then Mary's won 74-54. I want to kind of just focus on State and Mary's in this one because I believe that will be the championship match in this one. And State, you know, we're going to talk about the awards. I know there is, you know, State had such a good defensive presence and they didn't have someone on their team win Defensive Player of the Year. And Maiden Miller, great player, really well-deserving of Defensive Player of the Year. You can tell the State Trojans came out and took it personally that no one had Defensive Player of the Year on their team with having the top-ranked defense in the ACAC, a bunch of steals off the bat. And, you know, Brooke Baker doing Brooke Baker things. She had 27 points. Hozalova killing it from downtown, had three threes, much like Brooke. Macy also had two threes in this one. A quiet game, but an efficient game for a near wall. She was perfect from the field in this one, had five rebounds, had two assists, but it's the steals in this one. From the starting lineup alone, Brooke Baker had four steals. A near wall had three steals. Macy Mulholland had two. Kawana Sparks, who normally doesn't get steals, had one. And then Ava Curl somehow didn't get a steal in this one. Kyler Varga had a steal, but they came out the bench, and Ava Curl gave five. Jada Wells, Wallace, I always butcher her name on the broadcast, and I always feel so bad about it, but she had five, and she'll be a big part of the rotation for this Calgary team next year. And I was happy to see Joy Victor and Lauren Bailey get some minutes because they haven't had as many minutes this season, and Joy Victor made the most of those minutes. She got 6 points in 13 minutes. On the Concordia side, I liked what I saw from this Concordia team. We got to see them at the state bubble earlier this season. Shout out to Haley Cleland, who had 13 points, and Vander Giesen, who had 12, but they will unfortunately not be moving on. State will be moving. State's obviously the favorite right now, and they will be facing off against the Briarcrest Clippers. That game is at 6, and then Mary's will take on Kings. Speaking about St. Mary's, that kind of seems to be maybe the way that we are going in this one. And Maiden Miller, an efficient game, but like not the game you'd expect for it. It was Jasmine Kellogg that stepped up. 23 points from Jasmine Kellogg. Kendall Russell only had 9 herself. It was Hidalgo had 14. And then Eva Nickerson. And I was really impressed when I got to see Nickerson at Ambrose. She did a really good job of carrying herself. An efficient game. 4 for 4. From the field, 2 for 2 from downtown, had a rebound in this game. She did really, really well. But Jasmine Kellogg, she did her thing, taking over and having 23 points in this one. And Maitland Miller didn't really have to do a whole lot in this game, just 7 points for her, but perfect from the field in this one. And like I said, they'll move on to take on the Briarcrest Clippers. Really quickly, speaking of the Briarcrest Clippers in this one, just for their leading scorers, Asia Wells had 15 points, and Dora Sunderland had 12. So that will be some of the games you're going on today. You'll be dealing the main ones as far as championship aspiration is Briarcrest and State. You can watch that on ACAC TV. That takes place at 6 Mountain Time. And then Mary's and Kings, that takes place at 8 Mountain Time. So some good games ahead. Now let's look at the All-Stars that we have. And we'll stay in the ACAC, and we will look at the All-Stars that we have. We start with the women's North first-team roster. We have Alette from the Kings, Mackenzie Mrazek from Augustana. Mrazek is a really great player that I really hope that Augustana gets to have more shine in the future, because Mrazek, whenever I got a chance to see her, she's been great. Besick from the Huskies, Elman also from the Kings, and then Peyton Nielsen from the Nate Ooks. The first team for the South from Briarcrest, Asia Wells, Brooklyn Baker, Jasmine Kellogg, Kawana Sparks, and Maitland Miller all get first team honors, second team honors on the North. We have Sunderland, De Klerk. We have Ella Bajot, Haley Cleland, Jalen Twin. And Jalen Twin, I think, is really growing as a post in the ACAC. She did a really good job, and it kind of shows the depth of what the Huskies team did. And again, why I'm surprised this Husky team didn't make it, because you had two all-conference all-stars, and Kaylin Tucker wasn't one of them. Kaylin Tucker is fantastic. And then Mika Reed from the Nate Ooks as well. And then the second team from Briarcrest, we have Amber Fitcher. From the Ambrose line, Adriana Bocan, who is just a phenomenal talent and just a rebounding machine, just a power force in the post. So really happy for Bocan to get that accolade. Anir Wall, who maybe I'm biased, maybe I thought should have been on the first team, but again, state broadcaster, I'm going to be a little bit biased and give some shine to someone I've been able to watch for a handful of years with Anir Wall. Kendall Russell, who's been great, and Rachel Harvey, who is a tremendous player. Got a chance to see her for the Red Deer College Queens, and Rachel Harvey always brings it when she's on the floor, so well earned there. Your rookies, Dion Sellers from Nate and Haley Elman for Rookie of the Year. So shouts to Haley Elman, by the way, who gets a conference all-star and gets to be a Rookie of the Year. So good things going down there. In Lethbridge, Defensive Player of the Year, Mackenzie Marak and Maitland Miller, both solid choices right there. I got it. And then Player of the Year, Alette from the Kings and Maitland Miller. The game I saw from Maitland Miller, she almost had a 20-20 game. I think she had 30 points, but then she had 18 rebounds. And we got to interview her on the Ambrose post show. I let her know that she was two rebounds short, and she was saying she wished her coaches let her know, because she would have tried to get that 20-20 thing. But I'm sure she was just more happy with that win against the Ambrose Lions. Coach of the Year, Tori Hill for the Kings, and then Steve Schultz for the State Trojans. And you can't say enough about what Steve Schultz has done. He has came into the state program and has them to have a chance to win a championship for the first time in a long time. He did a fantastic job of recruiting, bringing in players like Lauren Bailey, Joy Victor, Kawana Sparks, bringing in Hozalova in the postseason. He's done a tremendous job. Fortunately, I don't know as much about the resume of Tori Hill, but you've seen what Kings is able to do up there in the North. They've done a tremendous job, and they'll have a tough game tonight against the St. Mary's Lightning, in my opinion. But I think Kings has done a tremendous job to get to the point that they are, and Tori Hill, very deserving of that accolade. For the ACAC men's, we have Brave from Lakeland, Keenan Miller, Amici Williams, Luke Dane, and Dolly Wall. On the men's first cell team, we have Brock Dewsbury, Caleb Jip, Cooper Ward. Shouts to those guys. It's been an honor to get the chance to see them. For the Clippers, Jude Shepherd-Hills and Francis Dogani. I'm probably butchering that name, so my apologies. I mean, when you have one loss like the Clippers, you deserve to have two All-Stars on your team. I just want to give a special shout-out to Cooper Ward, who I wish would have had more playoff opportunities, so there would have been a wider audience to see him, because Cooper Ward, one of my favorite players that I've gotten a chance to see in 12 years of broadcast. Cooper is just absolutely electrifying to watch, and wherever that guy goes, I want a front-row seat, because he is fantastic to watch him. Second team, Salma and Samuel from Lakeland, Gomes from Augustana, Orion Wallace from the Thunder. Happy to see him get a shout. And then Amar Farah from the Nate Ooks. And then from the second team, you have Cole Lake from Lethbridge, Jaden Matthews. I can't say enough about how happy I am with the Trojans, you know, losing Marcus Masters in the second half of the season. Jaden really stepped up in his senior year here for State and really took on a leadership role and really took on the point guard role in a fantastic way, leading to the Trojans to a bunch of big wins down the stretch here. So I'm really happy to get a chance to see Jaden get that honor. Bogoman gets it for the Clippers. Ajayi, like I said, that guy next year is going to be a first team. Ajayi is 100% going to be a first teamer next year. He has a chance for player of the year next year. Ajayi is a special talent, and they will have a chance to have him as the player of the year next year. And then Will Tawn, who gave some good minutes, had some great performances. He gets second team and defensive player of the year, which we'll get to. A Luke Dane, rookie of the year from the Nate Ooks. Jerome Walton. Jerome really had a strong season and well-earned of that accolade from the Ambrose Lions. Jack Slimsky. I always butcher his name, and I apologize on the broadcast because I always get different pronunciations of it. No one ever gives me the correct pronunciation, I find. So I've gotten all these different pronunciations whenever I have a broadcast game for the Augustana Vikings. And then Wilton, well-deserved for the St. Trojans. Keenan Miller, well-earned player of the year. And then Jude Shepherd-Hills. And then those two players will be facing off tonight for the ACAC Championship. So we'll have both players of the year facing off against each other. So that should be phenomenal. And then coach of the year, Shane Shoden for the Briarcrest Clippers against Sheree Thomas. I believe Sheree won this last year as well. So Sheree, fantastic dude, fantastic coach. It's been a pleasure to watch him and watch his guys do their thing the other side. So really happy to see him get that accolade. All right, let's move to Canada West, and we start with the first team All-Stars, Jade Belmore. Not a shock, Jade is fantastic player for this Regina Cougar teams. Same with Gage Grassick from the Huskies, doing a great job. Mona Berlitz from UBC, didn't get a chance to see her, but a third-year player from UBC. Annecy Palmer, former Dino, now plays for Scott Edwards and the Pandas, got herself into a first-team All-Star. And then Julia Teschuler for UFV. I want to talk about Annecy Palmer. I got a chance to see her. I think it was my first season with the Dinos and the Brock. Just a tremendous defensive player. So, you know, she goes over to the U of A with Scott Edwards and now has earned herself a first-team All-Star. So really cool to see Annecy Palmer jump herself into there for the Pandas. Then we have Abigail Becker from the Vikes. We have Maddie Gobel from UFV. Miriam Cohn from the University of Calgary Dinos, Logan Reeder from Saskatchewan, and then Olivia Weeks from UBC. Obviously, I'm biased. I think Miriam Cohn is the best guard in the Canada West. So again, it's hard when you do this and you see someone more than the other players. So I'm going to trust the voters on this one, but I don't know if there's many better guards than Miriam Cohn. And I would also have to speak, again, biasly about Amelie Collin, who didn't get an All-Star on this one. I think Amelie Collin, the best defensive guard I have seen in all of Canada West. And unfortunately, to see her not get any accolades was a little bit of a bummer for me because, as my broadcast colleague, Jermaine J.C. Cummins, says, all in Collin, she is just that. She is all in. She does everything so perfectly. Third-team All-Stars, you had Nora Luca from MRU get one. She's a fourth-year forward. You had Abateo from Trinity Western. You had Miski from Regina. Maya Proctor, the captain. So happy to see Maya get that. And then Claire Signatovich, fifth-year player. It's a bummer. I didn't get to see her, Claire, play this year. Obviously, I called her in the Canada West Championship and got a chance to see her win the Canada West Championships and have Scott Edwards finally add that to his resume of being a Canada West champion. But final year for her. On the rookie team, we have Daly from UBC, Izzy Fust from Regina. She is going to be a problem. Izzy Fust, by the way, she's going to be a problem. Daira Rahm, I'm going to butcher this name, my apologies. Tazuki from UBC, and Vanderhoven from Trinity Western on the rookie team. And then we move to the men's side of things, and I almost got to see all these guys play this year. Sultan Hitterbody. This guy is just, you talk about putting the team on his back. This Brandon team continued to fight. They almost beat Trinity Western. When Haterbody turned his ankle, that's kind of when the game shifted side. There was a big lead. Belvin was doing his thing, and they were out to a big lead. But then Haterbody went down, and then a big lead exploded against them, and then they tried to come back when Haterbody was back in the lineup. So Mason Krause, another talented player. You're getting a chance to see him tonight. Adam Olson for UBC. Nate Patron, who very well could be winning player of the year. And, you know, if you listen to a broadcast or anything I say, I can't say enough about Nate Patron. Just an absolute stud of an offensive player and a big part of the Calgary Dinos getting the upset against the Vikes. And Ronaldo Robinson had the big game yesterday, obviously, for the Vikes. He gets a first-team honor as well. The second team, Josh Belvin, fifth-year player. It's a shame. Josh Belvin, I said on the pod I did about 2 or 3 days ago, wherever Josh Belvin goes, it's get your popcorn out. This guy is just, he can just score in droves. Great defensive player. It was really fun to get a chance to see him at back-to-back nights for Trinity Western. And it's unfortunate how his season ended having that injury there at the end, and then Calgary kind of jumped up. And, you know, all respect to the Vikings, great team, obviously, diversity, but the Trinity Western team, they gave Calgary everything they could. And there was times in the Jack where people thought Trinity Western had a chance. I don't know if I can say as much about that during that Vikings game. Seemed like Calgary really held service in that Vikings game more than they did in the Trinity Western one, specifically defensively, where I felt like the Spartans gave them a lot more of a run. Ethan Boag from the Vikes, Dario Lopez from the Cascades, Sean Merriman, another fifth-year guard that it's been really fun to watch. He can just score in droves, and it's too bad that we won't get a chance to see much more of him in Canada West. He's been awesome, so it was a privilege to call him. And Isaac Simon, terrific guard from the Pandas. And then we have Gunza from UBC. Abba, I just had him on a broadcast, and I had this pronunciation done. Angelo Mpunamea, who, man, you want to talk about a great player for Lethbridge and was a big part of the upset over the Calgary Dinos that took away Calgary having a potential 2 seed in these Canada West finals. He was a big part of it. Jared Palma, again, a fifth-year guard from the Trinity Western team. Trinity Western, man, just a great team, but so many seniors on this team that you hate to see it, because it was a team that they had so much talent, and it's too bad they weren't able to, you know, go further. Watts from Mount Royal, he's been an absolute pillar of the Cougars. And then Noah Wharton for the Calgary Dinos, well earned there by Noah, doing it on both sides of the ball. And we saw in that Vikes game a big part of that. The all rookie team, we have Isaiah Bias. We have Press Slinger from the Griffins. We have Roberts from UBC, Seminick from the Golden Bears, and Varnier from the Golden Bears. So the Golden Bears, obviously, a little bit of a restart this year, retool year, so getting two rookies on that team. And there are the honors for your ACAC and Canada West. And then we just kind of finish off here. We have the we had the one men's game today. Yesterday, we do have one game today, UBC and Manitoba, facing off for the Canada West Championship. For the women, at 3 o'clock Pacific time, we'll have Alberta and UBC, and then we'll have U of V versus Lisa Tomitas and those Huskies. So could we potentially see a Scott Edwards and Lisa Tomitas headline here, or could we have a battle of BC with UBC and U of V? Could U of V get the upset? It's going to be a very exciting side here. You can watch that all on Canada West TV, and that will do it for me in this one. I'll be back either tomorrow or on Monday with recapping who the champions are and all that exciting stuff, and hopefully with a few more exciting things this week. So thanks everyone for listening. I'm Joshua Adam Weimar with that. Until next time, folks, cheers.